Hello. In today's episode, we will be covering the topic of monkey branching. I am not referring to the primitive ape-monkey branching, but rather a monkey-branching relationship. The definition of a monkey-branching relationship is similar to cheating. Monkey branching occurs when people are considering other options while they are still in a relationship with their partner. They do this to place down a safety net and secure a backup plan in case something goes wrong in their current relationship. Essentially, a dumper that monkey branches emotionally cheats on his or her current partner and eventually leaves for someone else. Although both men and women monkey branch, I will refer to the perpetrator of monkey branching in the female gender. Monkey branching into a new relationship is so despicable because the brancher has no respect for her partner, let alone for herself. A woman who ends up doing this shows she has low moral standards, low self-esteem, and is full of insecurities. Fear is a destroyer of many things, both good and bad. So when a brancher in a relationship focuses strongly on what she doesn't want, the fear and anxiety, she will eventually create exactly what she fears the most. If you believe in the law of attraction, you likely already know this. The powerful truth is that our minds listen to what we tell it, whether it's positive, neutral, or negative. The more attention we give to our fears and insecurities without doing anything to solve them, the more real they become. This means that if our unease in relationships isn't properly and swiftly treated, we end up creating more unease. As a result of perpetuating worrying, we eventually become so overwhelmed, we start looking for quick remedies. And as you know, quick remedies are almost always not the best solutions. Any woman that gets intimately involved with another person, when she is still in a relationship with her boyfriend, soon loses respect and attraction for her partner. She deliberately allows the new person to influence her weak mental state to the point where she gives in to the temptations of immorality. Once she has secured her new position with her new play toy, she is then able to leap, monkey branch, into the arms of a new person without any fear and regret. As long as she continues the steady flow of validation, the insecure monkey brancher will remain externally content. And once that source of happiness disappears, she will then become anxious and insecure again. Today's society has become plagued with infinite amounts of ways to connect with people from all over the world. In retrospect, the rise of the internet and mobile technologies enabled us to uninterruptedly stay in touch with whomever we wish whenever we wish. We became so over-reliant on our partner's emotional and physical support that we became incapable of something as simple as going to the convenience store without our phones. Leaving our phones behind would mean we must break the flow of uninterrupted support and would, therefore, have to stay completely on our own. At least for the meantime. The reason why people carry a communication device on them is that they feel this inner desire to stay interconnected at all times. In a way, they feel addicted to giving and receiving attention whenever possible. And the same principle applies to monkey branching. This incessantly needy craving to be close to someone knows no limits. People's overdependence on external factors for their happiness has exceeded all norms of a normal emotional stability, both in relationships and outside. As for your ex monkey branching right after your breakup, your ex probably hasn't learned to live by herself, for herself. She's still depending on others for continuous support and validation. Why do people monkey branch? Since people look for internal happiness in all the wrong places, externally, they believe that monkey branching onto another person will solve their problems. In reality, all they do is bring their previous unresolved problems from their last relationship into the next relationship and expect all internal problems to magically disappear. But boy, are they wrong. People don't learn anything when they jump from one pile of problems onto the next. They may avoid certain personality incompatibilities and wrongdoings from the past, but the same personal and interpersonal shortcomings still remain. Girlfriends that monkey branch basically refuse to work on their insecurities and relationship issues. Instead, they sincerely believe that the new person will fill the gaps which their previous partner couldn't. Monkey branchers then put all their hope into the new relationship and expect their new boyfriend to take up the role of their old boyfriend. Not only that, they want the new partner to be way better. They wouldn't have dumped their partner if they were convinced that this new person can't make them happier in the long run. Monkey branching is a weakness. Relationships require full commitment. The moment your girlfriend stops putting her best foot forward and averts her attention to another man, she loses sight of what's in front of her. Soon after, the new person then becomes her new point of interest. Since she takes an interest in her new partner, her long-term partner slowly fades in the background. As we mentioned before, people that are incapable of taking care of themselves will look for other ways to remain emotionally secure. This often happens through various sources of emotional validation, such as monkey branching, cheating, and flirting with others while in a relationship. If your girlfriend talks to other men and enjoys their compliments more than she should, she is in essence monkey branching. She is consciously on the lookout for her second best option in case something goes wrong. And if something does go wrong, she will have soft cushions to fall on. A monkey brancher is basically so insecure, she doesn't want to spend a single second as a single woman. To her, dating someone and receiving validation at all times is an absolute must. As a result of unresolved insecurities, she will quickly jump into a new relationship and begin to drain its life source. And in so doing, a greedy take-take relationship is born. Emotional dependence. Your ex monkey branched right after the breakup because of her emotional dependence. In other words, even though your ex is an adult, a fully grown person, she never learned how to love herself. She is still emotionally dependent on others for all kinds of support and is unbelievably afraid to be alone in this world. Monkey branching is so harmful because it depicts very low self-esteem and therefore indirectly projects fears and insecurities onto others. Above all, it's detrimental to the brancher's health, as well as to her new partner. In my opinion, if relationships conditions existed, the first rule should be to have the capacity to care of yourself before you get involved with another person. This would mean that if you lack emotional independence, you shouldn't be in a relationship. Your immaturity and lack of compassion for others should prohibit you from hurting another person. Do monkey branching relationships last? A monkey branching relationship is a relationship that starts badly and ends even worse. The reason for its imminent failure is that it's made of all the bad things you can think of. First of all, the monkey brancher's new partner is most likely aware of his partner's cheating. This creates trust issues that can't be easily fixed. Secondly, the relationship is built on false expectations. The brancher truly believes her new relationship is going to fulfill her internally and fill her emotional void left by her previous partner. And thirdly, the new monkey branching relationship lacks the fundamentals of every successful relationship. It lacks trust, security, patience, understanding, and most importantly, respect. The truth is that nobody wants to be with a monkey brancher. The underlying thought of the same fate happening to their relationship is really not worth the trouble. As you know, history has a high probability of repeating itself. And monkey branching relationship is no different. Anyone who gets involved with a cheater monkey brancher lives in constant fear, which as a result often breaks up the couple. Is monkey branching a rebound? There are really no big differences between monkey branching and rebounding. Partners in both relationship types often take each other for granted and sweep the past issues under the rug. Monkey branching can be referred to as a rebound. Since the person branching puts all her hope in her new partner, she expects only the best. The problem with this thinking is that when attraction is high, she knows the least about the new person. She notices only his superficial points and overlooks all the red flags which are personality-based. But as you know, superficial qualities don't keep people together. Internal traits and values do. Early monkey branching signs usually appear after the relationship's honeymoon phase. When the relationship's initial thrills wear off, the monkey brancher will then look for different ways to validate herself. Monkey branching signs have many shapes and forms and can easily be overlooked. When we are in a relationship with the person we love, we are especially oblivious to these signs. Emotions and attachments make it difficult for us to see that our partner may be monkey branching. And when we do suspect something may be going on, we often approach it the wrong way. Most people don't handle themselves well when they are in a monkey branching relationship. Because they are trying to keep a straight face, they often either underreact or overreact. People who don't lie often are usually bad liars and can be easily detected. If you've been in a relationship for a while and you suspect your partner may be monkey branching, chances are you will be able to recognize any inauthentic behavior. Uncle Arthur, what do you think about monkey branching?
Good evening, you filthy animals. The world is a jungle out there. I avoid these crazies at all costs, but if you wish to play with fire and know the risk of being burned, then there is 10 signs of monkey branching you can look out for. The 10 signs are: 1. Gaslighting. Accusing you of infidelity to alleviate her own guilt caused by cheating. This sign is a projection of fear of being caught red-handed. 2. Sudden changes. Hobbies, activities, friends groups, interests. If your partner changes her likes and dislikes erratically, there is usually a force involved which is greater than yourself. 3. Caring for the physical appearance. Signing up for the gym and applying loads of makeup can be signs that your girlfriend wants to impress another person. 4. Dating apps. This is an obvious sign of monkey branching. Don't take this one lightly. 5. Availability. If your partner is available during sleeping hours and the times when you aren't available, something's definitely fishy. 6. Affection changes. If she becomes overly interested in you or suddenly becomes cold and distant, she could be showing you early monkey branching signs. 7. Talking about other guys. When a person talks about others, it's okay. But when she goes to the extent to do so in an emotional way, you can tell she's emotionally involved. 8. Ignoring your texts and calls. Refusing to converse with you and reply back could be a sign of monkey branching, especially if she's talking to others instead of you. 9. Indifference. If she suddenly isn't bothered by anything anymore and shows little to no interest, she's emotionally checked out. 10. Hiding. When she hides her phone messages or her very presence from you, she is up to no good. Lads, be careful out there. I highly recommend you stay away from these hairy monsters. And remember to avoid single mothers at all costs.
Thanks for that insight, Uncle Arthur. I agree. It is not worth it to mess around with these crazy Karens. I would much rather invest all that time, effort, and energy into myself. For this reason, I have decided going my own direction is best. I would never try to take a hairy ape home with me. I wouldn't want to make my life a zoo. I don't mind visiting the zoo occasionally. I'm never going to put a ring on that silverback's hand ever again. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, The Wolf's Den Channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a I'm a lone wolf. I'm a